It's not hard at all. You could even do that, can't you, girl?
Yeah.
Lay your hands on your brother. Both of them. Say, come out of him, you devil of hell. In the name of Jesus. And be healed of all your diseases. In Jesus' name. Now, do you believe that? Yes. Okay. Do you believe it? Okay. Praise God. Is this boy did it? Wasn't that hard? That's how easy God made it for us, ma'am. That's how simple. You have that kind of power over your children. You can pray for your children. Anytime you have a problem, you as the wife are to submit to your husband in all things. So when you have a problem, you come to him. He prays for you. When the children have a problem, if he's not at home, you can pray for them. That's the line of authority. The wife can pray for the children. The husband can pray for anybody. He's the spiritual head. No, absolutely not. No. Wives, you must submit to your husbands in everything, the Scripture says. What do you think that means? That means that's right. If you submit to him, if you have a need, you don't pray for yourself. You go over and get him, and he prays for you. And when y'all are in alignment with God's Word, it'll happen. God will take care of whatever your problem is right there. But now you can pray for your children. Well, Daddy can pray for all of y'all. But that's, a lot of women don't know that. Oh, yeah, yeah, you can pray for your husband. You can pray for him. You can pray for anybody else. It's only you need him when you have a problem. Because it says, if the Word of God clearly says, wives, submit to your husbands in all things. What do you think that means? That's what it says, all things. So if God says do that, well, then that's the way he meant it, right? And if we do it his way, that's the way it happens. So now then, he says, these signs will accompany those who believe. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they will get well, or they will heal them. I went there, and I forgot where I was at. Yeah, that's the best thing to do. Okay, if she can't reach him on the phone, then she needs to find a good prayer warrior somewhere that can help her and be in submission. Yes. If she cannot get a hold of you, then she needs to find somebody on the phone or something that's a spiritual authority to pray for her. But, huh? Okay, yeah, one of us, somebody. Yeah, we've always got 3, 4, 5 prayer warriors here. Yeah, yeah. Well, Kathy, she's a sweetheart, and she is on that phone a lot. I will say that. Yes, brother, did you have a question? Tell them what the Word says. That's all you can do. Let me go to answer that question. Let me take you to Hebrews 10:25. Go to Hebrews 10:25, and let's see what happens when people don't go to church. Look at this. And let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encourage and warn each other, especially now that the day of his coming back again is drawing near. What's that say? That's exactly what that's saying. Go to church. If we profess to be born-again believers, we should be in church at least once or twice every week somewhere. It shouldn't be an option, am I going to go to church? It should be, we go to church. It's not an option. I mean, Sunday's the Lord's Day. We're going to go to church. You know, if Wednesday night in your church is where they have a Wednesday night prayer meeting or service, we should be there. If it's Tuesday, whatever it is, we should be there. But are the children of God very good and diligent at being in his house? No. No, not at all. I mean, the average Christian, I was in church, a Baptist church, 65 years of my life, and I served in every office in the church. And I would say that probably we never had more than 30% to 40% of any congregation that was ever in church on a given Sunday. You know where I'm coming from? You got 2,000 members, like Lakeland, where I was. We had 2,000 people signed up at Lakeland as members of that Southern Baptist Church. If we had 700 there, we had a big crowd. Usually 500. That's a 25% of the roll. How many should be there? All of them should be there. I mean, I realize a few people have to do something, go somewhere. You ought to have at least 90 to 95% of every member of the congregation should be in church every Sunday. Right? Amen. But we don't go. And we do everything wrong. And sin brings forth death. Well, let's see what happens after we've heard this right here. Let's see a very powerful scripture that I guarantee, unless you're fortunate, you ain't never heard this scripture preached on in your life, and it's the next verse, Hebrews 10:26. Look what it says. Dear friends, it's an NLT, if we deliberately continue sinning after we have received a full knowledge of the truth, what is he talking about? Go to church. Are you supposed to go to church? Did he just tell us to go to church? Okay, so now you're not going to go to church. You're just going to do what you want to. You're going to carouse. You're going to go to church when you want to. You're not going to tithe. You're not going to do anything God told you to do. He says, now then, dear friends, if we deliberately continue sinning, in other words, not going to church, not going to tithe, not going to tell the truth, we're going to lie, we're going to commit adultery, we're going to bring a child into the world out of wedlock, we're going to do all these things that we know we're not supposed to do, we're going to do it anyway. He says, if we continue sinning after we have received a full knowledge of the truth, there is no other sacrifice that will cover these sins. No sacrifice for that sin. Let's see what he says in the next verse, 27:28. There will be nothing to look forward to but the terrible expectation of God's judgment and the raging fire that will consume his enemies. Hey, is that good news? No. But is it news? Yeah. So if you profess to be a child of God and you think, I don't have to go to church. Yeah, I know it's wrong to have sex out of wedlock, but I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to sleep around this girl, and I'm going, you know, she gets pregnant, it's not a big deal. We can just have an abortion, maybe, you know. Do Christians talk like this? Sure. And we wonder why people are sick and afflicted and dying at 28 years old. Y'all understand where I'm coming from? Who is behind sickness and disease and health and long life? Who's behind it? God is, yeah. Who's running the world? Guarantee he's running the world, isn't he? There ain't nothing catches him by surprise, is there? Nothing. He's the boss. Somebody said, well, it's the devil. No, you know, it ain't the devil. That's just an easy way out. God's in control, and God conquered the devil 2,000 years ago, and the devil cannot bat an eyelash except God say, okay. The king is in control, so get over it. God's running the show. I guarantee all you got to do is walk in obedience to his word and do what he says, and you can walk in divine health. Look at this. Anyone who refused to obey the law of Moses was put to death without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. Is that true? In other words, you go out and commit some kind of sin that's worthy of death, and all you got to find is two men that can walk in and say, this woman did something she's not supposed to do. We both saw her. We think she ought to be stoned until dead. On two witnesses. Now, if we get a third one in here too, man, two or three of us can say we saw her do something. She might not have done it. We could have made that up, and on our testimony, they'd kill her under the law. And that's scary, isn't it? Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah. So it's bad news, but you want to know why one 28-year-old is healthy and got their life ahead of them? Let me take you to Proverbs 4:10 and then Proverbs 4:20 through the end of the verse. Let's go to there. I want to show you something in Proverbs 4. Proverbs 4:10. My child, listen to me and do as I say, and you will have a long, good life. Now, what is this? My child, do what? Listen to who? To God, his word. Listen to me and do what I say. In other words, if I tell you to have no sin, what do you think I meant? Don't have no sin. It's really that simple. If I told you to love your neighbor as yourself, what do you think I meant? Love your neighbor as yourself. If I tell you to love me and put me first, don't put nothing else before me, what do you think he means when he says that? Hey, he means what he says. It's really simple. My child, listen to me and do as I say, and you will have a what kind of life? Oh, in other words, he didn't say short there, did he? I don't know about you, but do you consider 20 or 30 years or 40 years, is that a long life? I don't think so. Not at all. Now, when I was 20, you know, somebody said, well, he's lived to be 50. I thought, wow, he's ancient. But now that I'm coming up on 72 here in a few days, that ain't very old, is it, A.A.? That's pretty little, pretty young. My child, listen to me, and I will teach you wisdom ways and lead you in straight paths. Now let's go to verse 20. Proverbs 4:20. Pay attention, my child, to what I say. Listen carefully. Don't lose sight of my words. Let them penetrate deep within your heart. How many young people do you know today, especially young boys, that you can mention a football team and they know every main player? They know how many yards they've run, how many tackles they've made, how many touchdowns they've made. They got it, don't they? But if I say, why don't you name me the 12 apostles? I don't know them. Now, we should know the 12 apostles and not the football boys, right? I mean, if we know the 12 apostles and everything those 12 apostles done, that's one thing. But if we know, at least heard of the football players, you know, and we know they play for, who knows, Cowboys or Raiders or whoever, I don't even know the names of football teams. But if we just know a little about them, maybe watch one once in a while, that's not our God anymore, is it? But when we know everything about them, they become our God, haven't they? They have become our God. But we need to make sure that we're putting God first. He says, pay attention, my child, to what I say. Listen carefully. Don't lose sight of my words. Let them penetrate deep within your heart. And then let's see what 22 and 23 says. For they bring life and radiant health to anyone who discovers their meanings. So what is it? Well, let me ask you this now, from just what we've read so far. What is it that brings long life and radiant health to you? God's Word. Oh, it's not what I ate for dinner last night? It's not what I didn't eat for dinner last night? It's God's Word, isn't it? So what is it that's important? God's Word. I mean, with God's Word, will it bring radiant health to us? That's what it said, isn't it? Will it bring long life to us? Now, do we like both of those? We like all of that, yes. That's the blessings.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, titled Free Health Insurance, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.